Solution today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a famous racer. That's right, Willie T. Ribbs is standing by to tell us all about his career and what he's up to these days. A little later on in this hour, Charlie Chaplin, the old silent movie star's very famous Pierce Arrow, is up for sale. It's on ebaymotors.com right now as we speak, and it's all as a result of a clearing out of a museum in California. We're going to be joined by a representative of the museum, who's going to be telling us about this sale, which is going on right now. It actually closes at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time tonight. So if you're interested in this vehicle, you can still bid on it. Coming up in hour number three of the broadcast on many of these Auto World stations, Tom Chrisman from Mecum Auctions will be along to tell us about the big classic car sale going on in Indianapolis prior to the race. It kicks off on Tuesday. They're going to be selling 2,000 classic cars. And also joining us in hour number three of the broadcast, Alto Reed, regular contributor here to the broadcast. He is the sax player, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, original founding member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band. He'll be calling in from the road as Bob is down to his last 2 weeks of touring before taking the summer off. If he tours in the fall is yet to be determined, but Alto has been telling us all about the tour, and Alto, of course, is a big car guy, being from Detroit, of course. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll throw out a trivia question in tribute to the Indianapolis 500, which is celebrating 2 weeks from today the 100th anniversary of the race. Who was the first woman to drive at the Indy 500? Who was the first woman to drive? Who was the first women to drive at the Indy 500, which was the first one? There have been many great female racing drivers over the years, but who was the first female racing driver to actually compete at the Indianapolis 500? Our telephone number, 800-259-9231. Speaking of the Indy 500, our special guest lining up to the microphone right now actually holds the distinction of being the first African-American to drive at the Indianapolis 500. It's my pleasure to welcome Willie T. Ribbs to the airwaves of Auto World. Hey there, Willie. How you doing?
Well, it's wet here today. And I've been in Indy now for about 5 days. And it's been good, but today it got completely rained out. So but they did get some laps in yesterday all day, so at least they got the rust starting to get chipped off.
It makes sense. What are you predicting for this year? Who do you think are some of the drivers to watch?
Well, I mean, Roger Penske, you know, this is the 100th anniversary, and Indianapolis 500 is the biggest auto race in the world. There's nothing bigger. Actually, there's really no race that even comes close to it in terms of the prestige and ambiance and the notoriety. Roger Penske, he's always the Clydesdale. He's always the Clydesdale at Indy. Ganassi, he's strong. They won it last year with Franchitti. Andretti, Michael Andretti's team will be strong. But chances are the 100th will be another Roger Penske win.
It should be interesting. There's no question about it. Let's go back to your experience at the Indy 500. First, we should preface you joined the kart circuit back in 1990, driving a car funded in part by Bill Cosby. That must have been fun working with Bill. Did he actually play an active role in the team, or was he just the money man behind the scenes?
Bill was he was the money man, and it was a great experience. I mean, working with Bill Cosby was an education. It was like going to Harvard or going to Yale. I mean, he was a brilliant man, and I've learned a lot from him. But he told me, he says, the noise hurts my ears. I'm not going to go to too many races because I want to be able to talk to my wife, when the race is over. So,
very good.
he didn't go too many races, but he was there and he made it happen, and he made history happen in 91. Here in Indianapolis, which is our 20th anniversary. It was 20 years ago.
Amazing.
This year when Bill and I came to Indy and made it in to the greatest show in racing.
Do you remember that moment when you were sitting on the grid there and they said, gentlemen, start your engines? I don't know if there was a woman in the race. They have to throw in gentlemen and lady, start your engine some years, but what's that moment like? Because you're right, Willie, I grew up watching the Indy 500. You know, they used to call it on ABC Sports the greatest spectacle in all of sports, and certainly when it comes to attendance and notoriety, the Indy 500 really doesn't have many things to compete with. I mean, it's a gigantic event, but tell us a little bit more about that personal moment when you're sitting on your car in the car on the track before the race. What's it like?
Well, it's almost anticlimactic, and the reason I say that is you're in Indy for a month. I mean, every race is three and out. You're there Friday, practice and qualifying, Saturday practice and qualifying, race, and you're on a plane Sunday night going to your next gig, right?
Yeah.
At Indy, you're there for a month, so it almost like it feels like if maybe and maybe this is not a great analogy, but it's almost like going to war.
Yeah.
I mean, you're there. You move into Indy, and it's almost like you're moving into Indianapolis because you're there so long. You're not in a hotel. You're in a condo. And back and forth to the track every day. And you know, every day you get up in the morning and you're eating your cornflakes, you know how fast you got to go. You know you got to go fast every day. And finally, probably the most intense moment is qualifying. Because in those days, there was a lot of people trying to make it into the race. And you really had to hang it out. So once qualifying's over, you know, you got the whole week off pretty much. And then on race day, it's sort of sad because, you know, after the race is over, you know, you got 500 more miles to go, right?
Yeah.
And you're waiting for the green flag, and you're still, this is sad because this is it. You know, when that checker flag falls or, you know, the engine blows or I crash or whatever, this gig is over for the year. So, it's exciting, but it's sad, too.
Such great history there. What is the track like to drive compared to some other ovals? Is it a difficult track to conquer?
Well, you know, a lot of people, Indy is really not, if you look at, in a drawing, if you look at oval, Michigan or Daytona or Bristol, Tennessee. Indy actually is a four-turn racetrack because on an oval,
that's
you go
true.
Down the straightaway and you continuously turn right through turns one and two. You never unwind the wheel. Or at Indy, you go to turn one, you go through the short straight. So you actually straighten out, and then you go into an actual turn two. And each corner is different.
Wow, fascinating. When we come back, I'd love to hear about those corners in Indy, and we're going to tell you all about Willie's fabulous career. This is Auto World.
I saw paddocks on, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I saw paddocks on, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Today on The Long Drive, what's Ford doing in the hybrid realm? The Long Drive is brought to you by LifeShield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right, that'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh my God, someone's in the house!
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house!
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids!
Just wait for the police!
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
There's lots of confusion out there, the difference between a hybrid vehicle, a partial hybrid vehicle, an electric car. Well, let's find out more from Sharif Markabee, Ford's Director of Electric Vehicle Projects.
We've had hybrid electric vehicles, which is what HEV stands for, and we launched last year the second generation, which is the Ford Fusion Hybrid. And the hybrid electric vehicle, which we call them full hybrids, which is, runs on high voltage, usually over 350 volt battery. What it is, it's a combination of the traditional powertrain with a gas engine, and then it's supplemented with electric power from the battery.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the face? That story is true.
Thanks so much for being here. If you have a question for our very special guest, Willie T. Ribbs, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Willie competed back in 1991, the 20 years ago, believe it or not, as the first African-American to do so at the Indianapolis 500. He also competed there in 1993, rather, and Willie, before the break, was telling us about the the differences between the Indy track and some of the other tracks in the series. And you're absolutely right, Willie, when I stop and think about it. There are four distinct turns there at Indianapolis, so I'd be really curious to hear about those four turns. What's the difference, and what's the hard one? Is there one out of the four turns that's the most difficult?
Well, turn one is probably the toughest. For me, it was turn one. And the visibility in the turn one is almost zero. I mean, you're going down the pit, the front straight, and you got the pit wall there. Well, the pit wall ends almost at the entry of turn one. So, you know there's a corner down there, and when you're going down that front straight, you are hauling the lumber, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are absolute smoking down into that corner, and you see the corner in front of you, but you can't see around it. It's almost like you're looking at the wall in front of you, and all of a sudden, you're into the corner, and you're trying to make the timing of your entry just perfect, because it's so hard to see the entry. And you know that you're not putting on the brakes when you get there. As a matter of fact, you're hardly lifting. And
wow.
In qualifying, you're not lifting. You are absolutely on a metal to metal for 10 miles around there when you're qualifying, flat out. You wouldn't dare think about lifting. As a matter of fact, you put your left foot on top of your right foot just in case your right foot has doubt.
Yeah.
So it and once you get to turn one, you go through the short straight, and then you can see into turn two, but turn two has always got a crosswind. And as you're going into turn two, you can feel the wind want to push the front end out into the wall.
Oh, wow.
So, oh, yeah. And then you go down the back straight. Turn three, to me, I thought was the easiest corner at Indy. It was a corner where you're coming down the back straight and you're pulling 240 miles per hour, and you can see into the corner and around it. So you can actually look at it. The corner is almost like a target, right? And you drive into it and you look down at the center of the corner where you want that car to go. And that's where you're pointing the car, and you're pointing it to that spot. And then you, once you're there, you unwind the wheel again into that short straight. And then you go into four, which to me is the second hardest corner on the track. Because as you go through four is really tricky. It almost wants to flatten out right as you get to the last two-thirds of the corner. And if you got a wind there, usually it's a headwind. And the headwind pushes the front end down and wants to loosen the car up.
Wow.
So it's a really... If your car is working, one thing about Indianapolis, if you're hooked up, it's not a bad ride. It's because the place is really narrow. It's 9-degree banking, which is pretty much flat, and it's not any wider than they made it in 1911. Well, I mean, in 1911, they got golf carts to go faster than race cars did in 1911.
That's
so
true.
So, anyway, that... There are four different corners, and depending on the weather and depending on your chassis setup, will depend on how competitive you are in the race.
And I would imagine the chassis setup really has tremendous bearing on how you're going to do in the race. I mean, just getting that tuning, that suspension locked down the way you want it. I mean, even up to race day, I would imagine you're probably still adjusting stuff.
Well, and that's correct, because you might qualify in weather that's real cool, for example, my 65 degree weather,
mm-hmm.
and then a week later the weather is nearly 90. Well, then you're on the computer trying to get it all sorted out as to what aerodynamics you got to add into the car to make up for the lack of, for the hot air, the hotter, thinner air. So, it's a continuous chess game. And the engineers, I mean, they're in front of that computer screen all day and all night getting it figured out. It's unbelievable experience. Not just from the crew standpoint, from the driver's standpoint.
What's it like, the speed factor? Do you realize that you're going more than 200 miles an hour when you're on that track, or does it all kind of come down to slow motion?
The only time you feel like you're really going really fast, and you know you're going fast, you're going down the straightaway, and it's a pretty comfortable ride. You know you're 230 miles per hour, 235 or whatever. It's when you go smoking into that corner, especially turn one. Turn one is the corner that really makes you feel, because your vision's so limited as you enter the corner. It makes you feel like, you know what, I'm getting with it around here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Cosby asked me, he says, what do you eat for breakfast? I said, well, just normal breakfast. Do you have to take any kaopectate to keep you, or wear the pins or anything? I would think that you need the pins there. I told him, I said, well, sometimes you feel like you need it because you really tighten yourself up there.
Absolutely. And I would imagine, you know, that first corner, especially at the beginning of the race, I mean, that's sometimes when things go wrong there. I mean, you got so many cars on the track, and that's a tight corner there, and everybody's charging. Like you say, it's war out there. And then you got aerodynamics playing into it as well, Willie. I imagine it can get pretty squirrely there at times.
The first lap, and remember, for a month, you've been in a track that you really it had a lot of people, but not 500,000 or 600,000.
Mm-hmm.
On race day, the first thing you notice is it's like a sea of colors on both sides of you. It's like a sea of colors. And there's paper, paper wrappers, and, you know, people have been at that racetrack since 5 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
So you're going down the front straight, and you're seeing dust, and you're seeing papers flying through there, and you're focusing on what's going on up in front of you. Well, you know, and then you've got all this air turbulence. I mean, usually if you're out there with one or two cars, you know, your head will move around a little bit. But with all those cars, it feels like you're in sort of a little storm, right? Because it's
sure.
the air trouble is buffing your head around. And then you're trying to focus on the corner, and then you're trying to focus on what's happening up front. And you're looking for, Bob, you're looking for debris flying through the air.
Yeah.
Up ahead.
Absolutely. Lots of stuff to look at. Willie will be with us, so don't go away. This is Auto World.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We have a fascinating gentleman joining us here on this hour of the broadcast. He is William Willie Theodore Ribbs Jr., Willie T. Ribbs, race car driver extraordinaire. We're talking about the 20th anniversary of his first run at the Indy 500 and the 100th anniversary of the Indy 500. And Willie, I'm wondering, what kind of stuff are you up to today? What are you doing? What's the latest?
Well, the latest, Bob, is that for this Indy Lights race, the Freedom 100, I've done a deal with a company called SGI and American Honda to field a car for a driver, a young driver named Chase Austin.
Great.
And, and Chase, he came out of NASCAR. He's young, 21, and he's got tremendous talent. And I had actually met him and talked with him when he was 16 with his parents. And they told me their aspirations. And I said, well, my recommendation was for him at that moment to start looking towards IndyCar. But his parents wanted to, NASCAR, looked good. But it didn't work out in NASCAR for him. And I had mentioned to him that, if it doesn't work out, consider IndyCar, because the series and the sanctioning body and the Holman George family, they're a great family, and you will be welcomed in. And so he did his first run a couple of days ago, and he's done a great job so far. And one thing about Indy, there are a lot of drivers that have raced here for years and said they were never comfortable. Never. And I told him, I said, look, no pressure. Just go out, look, find your way around. Get comfortable. We're not going to lighten this car up yet. And what I mean by lighten it up is trim it out aerodynamically.
Yeah.
For a lot of speed. We're gonna make that thing like a vacuum cleaner right now. It's gonna suck himself to the ground and get you, so you feel comfortable. And as time goes on, when it gets close to qualifying, we're gonna start to, lighten it up a little bit more aerodynamically so you can start pulling straightaway speed.
That's cool.
So it's been really good, and there's, everyone knows in the sport that my interest is to be an IndyCar team owner, long term, and in the big championship. So this is just the start.
Fantastic news, Willie. Let's go back to your beginnings. Right after graduating from high school, you moved over to Europe to compete in the Formula Ford Series. And you won the Dunlop Championship in its your first year of competition before returning to the U.S. Did you know all along from the time you were a little guy that you wanted to be a race car driver?
Oh, I knew, because my dad did it. Now, my dad couldn't race professionally, but he raced as a hobby, and all his friends were race drivers and motorcycle racers. And Joe Leonard, who was 8-time national motorcycle champion and 2-time IndyCar champion, him and Joe grew up together. So, I was involved in the sport at birth, but I didn't want to work in the family plumbing business. That's not the direction I wanted to go, especially, getting down in that 6-foot ditch and where the sewer line broke. So I told, my parents I wanted to make racing a career, so they sent me to England when I pretty much a year, 2 years out of high school, they sent me to England. And I went there and competed, and Nigel Mansell, who was world champion and an IndyCar champion, he and I started together.
Wow.
And at the same time, so, I mean, it was, and the reason I went to England and Europe is because I wanted to be in Formula One. So I started over there, and I didn't realize that the difficulty for, especially an American, getting into Formula One, it mm-hmm. was, it's next to impossible. So I ran out of money, and I came back to the United States, and I turned professional here.
Wow. But eventually you did actually get the chance to drive in Formula One. I believe you you drove a Formula One car, at least testing, back in 1986, being the first black person to do so. So you did get a chance to at least get behind the wheel.
Well, and that was good. It was December 1985, and I got a call from Bernie Ecclestone, and Bernie said that his team was testing in Estoril, Portugal. And Nelson Piquet had been racing for him and just left to go to Williams. So he invited me to Portugal for a week to test. And prior to that, I mean, I was winning a lot of races in the United States in Trans Am. And I pretty much had Trans Am a lock on it. And he asked me, did I want to test? And so I went over there and I tested. And not many people, not especially Americans, have ever driven a Formula One car. So it was a great experience. He informed me, he says, I can't make you any promises for the future because the sponsors are all Italian, with exception of BMW, which was the engine manufacturer. But they want Italian drivers, so they went with Riccardo Patrese and Elio De Angelis. And which I had no problem. It was a great experience to drive a Formula One car because without question, it's the most technical automobile on the planet.
Yeah. And talk about, Bill wouldn't like the noises around a Formula One car, especially the modern day ones. Boy, they have a very unique engine note.
Oh yeah. The RPMs that you can pull is just staggering.
Absolutely.
And even more staggering was how fast it stopped. That was the hardest thing to get used to, was that you could drive into a corner at 200 miles per hour and go through a corner that's maybe 100 miles per hour and do it within 100 feet.
Wow.
That was the hardest part to get used to, that you could drive it right to the corner and put on the brakes and it would stop.
Amazing. So, Willie, when you look back at your own career, you're still going strong, but what do you consider to be your shining moment?
well, without a doubt, the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah.
Everything, Bob, led up to that. Everything, all the living in England and living in a one-room flat and eating fish and chips every day for a year and the success coming back and racing in Trans Am and racing for Dan Gurney and IMSA. And without a doubt, Dan Gurney was the greatest owner I had ever raced for. Cosley was definitely my greatest sponsor, and Dan Gurney was the greatest owner. And winning for Dan and then getting the call from Cosley saying, what do you want to do? I'd like to meet with you. And then finally, coming to Indy and being in the biggest race on the planet.
Well, we're all looking forward to the big race 2 weeks from today. And, Willie, we'll definitely be looking forward to getting you back on this program. In the meantime, do you have a website or any place that folks can monitor your activities, what you're up to at the moment?
Well, of course, I've got willietribs.com, WILLYTRIDBS. That's my website.
Excellent.
And so... And stay in touch, Bob. In fact, I'd like to take you for a ride around Indy in a pace car one day.
Hey, I would be honored to have that opportunity. I'd be very much happy to do that with you, Willie. It's been a real pleasure sharing the microphone with you, and we'll definitely have you back here on this program and other programs that I do because you are a great guest and a real gentleman. So we look forward to working with you more in the future.
You got a deal.
All right. There he is, the legendary Willie T. Ribs. You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America. When we come back from our upcoming break here, we're going to switch gears. We've got a downshift, about 10 different gears, because we're going to talk about a really old car, a car owned by Charlie Chaplin, the silent movie star. It's up for sale on eBay, and it's got an interesting story. This is Auto World.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Today on The Long Drive, a $60,000 plus Hyundai. The Long Drive is brought to you by Life Shield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss no more business trips.
Yeah, right. That'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh, my God, someone's in the house.
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
The Hyundai Equus has the Mercedes S-Class in its gun sights. Priced at around $60,000, it has more standard equipment than any other vehicle on the road with a price tag of less than $100,000. It even has an iPad owner's manual. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, tells us more.
Yeah, they're more like a business jet than they are what you would typically expect to find inside of a passenger car, even some of the high-end vehicles. If you are interested in one of the Hyundai Equus models, they will actually come to your home or office to discuss the sale with you there.
I'm Bob Long for thelongdrive.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're live all across North America, and if you're listening to us on one of our live affiliate stations, there's only 2 hours, 12 minutes, and 57 seconds left on ebaymotors.com before a 1929 Pierce Arrow dual cowl Phaeton that was owned by Charlie Chaplin. That's right, the silent movie star Charlie Chaplin. Before the sale ends. So if you want to bid on it, you got to log on to eBay Motors right now. And joining us to tell us all about it is Mark Nass, who's going to kind of set the stage for this very unique auction. Welcome to the program, Mark. Thank you very much for being here on short notice. We appreciate your participation. Tell us all about this beautiful two-tone vehicle that was once owned by this famous movie star from the late 20s.
Sure. Nice to be on. This car, 1929 Pierce Arrow Model 143 dual cowl Phaeton, is a phenomenal car. In its time, it was the best of the best. This car was in excess of $8,000. It is a car that was the latest and greatest that Pierce Arrow had. They had just come out with a new straight eight, totally redesigned the car, and Charlie Chaplin, like anyone who was wealthy, even like they do today, the wealthiest and elite always want to get the first of the best of the best. So he was one of the first to get this car so he could drive around town in this flashy car. Obviously, he got it soon before the stock market collapsed and the Great Depression hit. But this car, two-tone paint, the dual cowl, for those of you that don't know, I mean, it's got two windshields and two cowls. So when he was sitting, he sat in the rear, had a driver in the front. He had his own separate windshield and completely separated from the driver, but it was an open-air car, also had the convertible top, and a little bar back there up in front by about where the knees, a little door opens up. There was a little bar back there for him and whoever his guest was in the car.
Very cool. And I understand that this vehicle was originally part of a collection at a museum which recently closed.
Yes, this car is actually being sold right from the museum. It's the Automotive Road of Dreams Museum, which recently closed. It was at the Orange County Fairgrounds here in Southern California, actually in Costa Mesa. And a tremendous collection, and it was a free museum that was open up to the public. But unfortunately, as things go with the economy right now, the governor decided to sell the fairgrounds. So with the fairgrounds in flux, the museum closed down, and we're selling some of the cars bit by bit. And this is one of the prized cars of that collection. And actually, it was actually part of the Andy Granatelli collection, the old STP King and from Indianapolis 500. It was part of his collection before the museum got it.
Absolutely. I've interviewed Andy a number of times over the years, and fascinating gentleman, and had a huge collection of cars there at one time. This car is very striking in its appearance, as I noted. It's a two-tone vehicle, and you told me a little bit earlier today that the color scheme on this vehicle actually matched another color scheme in Charlie Chaplin's life.
Yeah, actually, this car has been all over. A lot of people are looking at it. It's quite popular on eBay. I got a call from a gentleman that last November bought Charlie Chaplin's house, the house that he actually purchased in 1928, several months before he bought this car. And his wife chimed in and said, yeah, and the house is the same color as the car, which is currently a light blue. And so it was very, very interesting. He's shown interest in the car, and that's why he called. He said there's nothing better than to have that car parked back in the driveway where it was.
Absolutely. And as you pointed out, this car, when you go back into the day of the late 1920s, I mean, $8,000 was a tremendous amount of money for a vehicle. I mean, we're talking like Ferrari money today in today's world, or even more. And this vehicle was so well respected by folks that it actually became an official White House vehicle. Tell us a little bit about that, Mark.
Yes, you're correct. President William Howard Taft was the first president to actually order official cars of the White House, and he was president from 1901 through 1913. He ordered actually two Pierceros, and then the first Piercero had a Piercero that drove President Warren G. Harding for his presidential inauguration in 1921. So it's got a lot of history, and besides presidents, royalties around the world own these cars, and the elites of Hollywood and business moguls own the car. Just a phenomenal thing. And when you talk about the price of the car, you have to understand, Pierceros were expensive in their day. Mind you, Pierceros started out at $2,800, so this car was about three times higher than their entry model in price. I mean, a huge, very, very costly car that very few cars would rival in price.
Wow. And this car had a restoration, I mean, a really high-end restoration, and has won some Concours events. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, this car several years ago went through a complete restoration. It is a Concours winner at several shows. Actually, was either when Grand Italian or beforehand. It is a true Concours winner, and if you look at the car, I mean, you think that you're looking at the car back in 1929 sitting in the showroom. It's fabulous.
Absolutely, and it's up for sale right now on eBay, and if you log on to eBay Motors, you can check it out again right now. Only a little time remains, as I believe it's 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Is that when the clock runs out on this particular sale?
That's correct. That's exactly. And there's other cars being auctioned off along with this one. There's actually a Stutz and a Packard, whole bunch of cars. And what's really cool about that Stutz or this car is if they get bought or sold to a private collection, you might not ever get a chance to see these cars again. So I suggest anyone has a chance, you might want to log on and take a look. That Stutz was owned by the Vanderbilt family, Cornelius Vanderbilt.
Wow, that's amazing. And another thing we should point out, too, to some of our listeners who might be in a fortunate position to consider the purchase of one of these vehicles, that in today's world, you can actually finance a classic car like this. There are a number of companies that specialize in that, so you don't necessarily have to have all the cash right up front. You can finance it just like most people do with a new car. But it's just a fabulously looking car, and I noticed I'm on the eBay site right now, there's just a tremendous amount of pictures. Boy, you put a whole slew of them up.
Yeah, actually I put 24 different photos showing from the engine to the interior to the exterior to close-ups of different things. We wanted to make sure everyone got a great look at the car.
And power plant-wise, this vehicle had a straight 8 engine developing 125 horsepower at 3,200 RPM and a top speed of 85 miles an hour, and again, going back to the late 1920s, that was extremely, extremely fast. And boy, I didn't realize that Charlie Chaplin made as much money as he did back in the 1920s. Boy, when I just read that a moment ago, that you know, he made about $600,000 back in 1920. He was the most famous entertainer in the world, and definitely talk about a wonderful addition to somebody's collection. And he was co-founder of United Artists, too. That's another fact that I didn't realize. And Charlie Chaplin was born in 1889 and was around until 1977. So folks should log on to eBay Motors. Is there any particular number or how would folks find
sure.
it at eBay Motors?
If they're not real good at eBay, they should put in the item number. And the item number is 150-601-4264-75, and it's entitled the 1929 Charlie Chaplin Pier Zero. They'll be able to pull up either way, but definitely take a look and check this car out. Too bad that your listeners couldn't come by and experience and see, feel, and touch it.
Absolutely, and as you noted earlier, in addition to this vehicle, there are other cars from the museum also up for sale, and folks can find those on eBay Motors at the same time too, Mark?
Yeah, the best thing to do is if they click into that one, once they're done looking at it, there's a place right on that same page which says, under seller info, it says see other items. You click that one, it'll give the whole list of all the other cars that we're selling from the museum at this time. And they're all going to end within about a two-hour period. They're going to end from about 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time through to about 9:30 or 10 o'clock in the evening.
Amazing. And, Mark, if there's somebody listening and we're heard all across North America and, of course, worldwide on the Internet at GCMLive.com, if there's somebody out there who is really seriously interested in this vehicle, is there a email or contact number you'd like to give out?
Absolutely. I welcome their phone calls. And the best contact number is area code 949-226-7053. And if they want to email directly to me, they can send it to Mark, M-A-R-K, Cruise, C-R-U-I-S-E, like my brother Tom Cruise, and that's markcruise@AOL.com.
How is Tom these days, anyway?
I'm doing well, actually signing up for a new movie as we speak.
I'm very good. Well, Mark, thank you very much for your time, and good luck with this sale. Hope to talk with you again in the future. That's going to do
for
it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.